Phillies hosting the Marlins. Jeremy Hellickson 3-0 coming into this one. He was great again. Bottom of the third inning, it's Edinson Volquez on the hill for the Marlins against Michael Saunders.
2-2 with two outs here in the third. Franco at first. Volquez fires, and Saunders drives one to center. Back goes Yelich onto the track in front of the bullpen. Makes the catch just before crashing into the wall. 2-2 to Stanton. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Just the second K in six games for Stanton. He couldn't get the changeup. First pitch to Realmuto is swung on and lined. Caught by the leaping shortstop Galvis. So Hellickson escapes. A pump of the fist on his way off the mound. Marlins had men at the corners with nobody out. Stanton strikes out. Ozuna pops to short. Realmuto lines to short. And as we go to the bottom of the fourth, it's still 2-0 Phillies.
The pitch. Line drive out into left field. That's a base hit. It is charged by Nava. Being waved is Stanton. Here's the play at the plate. Stanton scores standing up. And it's an RBI single for Realmuto to put the Marlins on the scoreboard here this afternoon. It's now a 2-1 game. A ball hit hard here past first base, down the line to the corner. Rounding second is Saunders. Stassi digging for two. Saunders is waved at third. Here he comes, a throw to the plate, and safe at the plate. He was able to avoid the tag, Saunders was, on the attempt by JT Realmuto. Here's a high pop-up, first ball hitting. Out in left center, here is Herrera getting under it, and he's got it. A very quick, easy 1-2-3 inning for Hector Neris. The Phillies win 3-2.
Hellickson improves to 4-0. Six innings, seven hits, one run. He struck out one. His ERA is 1.80. Michael Franco is heating up 2-for-3 in this one, 9 for his last 23. Volquez wasn't bad for the Fish. He allowed two earned runs over 5 2/3 innings, but falls to 0-3 on the season. Manager Don Mattingly talked about another loss in the city of brotherly love.
He kind of battled all day. His command was not great. I think we've seen about the middle of the game, he's, you know, half and half balls and strikes. But he hung in there, and like you said, probably could have helped him out a little bit more. You know, and then he gives up the, you know, try to keep him in there and give him a shot. So. But I thought he, you know, I liked the way he hung in there.
Hellickson again is almost becoming like a broken record, but see any signs as it bats against him or some of the same old stuff from last year?
Well, it's still obviously not, it's still a work in progress, obviously, that we weren't able to, you know, get into him a little bit. We had a couple of chances there. We put a couple guys on and don't do anything with him. You know, we keep giving him that first strike where he runs that ball off the plate and we're swinging, and I've seen numerous swings where you know it's ball one, really. And instead of being 0, you know, 1-0, it's 0-1, and that's a different count. So I think that's one of the areas that we got to improve on is not chasing out of the strike zone early in the count to put him in situations that he can kind of do what he wants. We got to force him onto the plate and understand which balls stay on the plate, which balls don't stay on the plate.
Up next for the Marlins is a trip home for a weekend series with the Pirates. Adam Conley gets the start against Jameson Taillon in the opener on Friday.